Yeah. Charles, I'm sorry. I was just talking to somebody. Go ahead. Say what you're saying one more time.
Oh, I was just saying, like, I'm fairly new to this whole podcast game, and I found this app because it makes it easier to get comfortable with it and have a conversation with people. I'm interested about talking about music if you're down, but I'm down to talk about anything.
Okay, cool. So, what's your favorite genre of music?
Right now, I'm banking with hip hop. I mean, with J. Cole's album coming up, I've been listening to that a lot.
Okay, cool. So, is that like your biggest? Is that like your favorite artist, you'd say, or?
I would say right now he is because of his albums, what I listen to a lot. But I really like, I guess if I have like the like what's it called, like my top five in no order would be like J. Cole, Kendrick, Chance the Rapper, Kid Cudi, and like Semino.
Okay,
those are like my top five.
Okay, cool. So let me see. So I grew up listening a little bit of Kid Cudi. I had to steer away from Kid Cudi for a little bit, to be honest with you, because a lot of his, especially his earlier music, I don't know if the name of the album was Man on the Moon, but a lot of his earlier music was really like depressing, I guess. And for me, I was going through a lot of depression in high school, so listening to music that was kind of depressing didn't really help, to be honest with you. It just made me more depressed, so I had to steer away from him for a little bit. But now that I'm kind of, I guess, over the depression phase or whatever, I kind of went back and listened to some of his newer music, and he's definitely very talented, but I think that the guy has a lot of a lot of mental issues, and
yeah, I agree.
So it's kind of hard for me to get big into Cudi, but he's a very talented guy. And then J. Cole is definitely very talented. He's one of the he's a very lyrical rapper. I actually bought a bunch of his albums on iTunes just because I didn't really know too much about his music. And not to sound too much of a crybaby, but I think that I think it gets under my skin a little bit. I think that he kind of has like a diss. He really has like, I would say, like a genuine hatred towards white people. And I mean, be honest with you, it kind of gets under my skin because I'm a white guy. So it's like damn, dude, like all this shit about, you know, I mean, I get it. He grew up in an environment where, you know, I think a lot of an impoverished environment, they kind of look at, you know, white people as these awful people and this and that. And I kind of understand it, but it's like, I don't know, man. I guess the point I'm trying to make is you'd be surprised how many white people out there, you know, grew up in poverty or grew up similar to J. Cole, or grew up in abusive households around drugs and stuff like that. So I do take it a little bit too personally, I think, when he does, like, make all these references to white people and this and that. It's like, reality is there's probably a shitload of white dudes, you know, like me, that went out and bought your albums and, or, like, you know, supported your music. So it's just really kind of silly to have all this hatred towards all these white people. So it does get under my skin a little bit. I think he's really talented. I like a lot of his music. His music also does have a depressing undertone, too, because he talks about a lot of real issues and stuff like that. And so he kind of does have a depressing undertone too. And right now, I guess he dissed a Little Pump, I think. And they're going back and forth on social media. And it's kind of interesting.
It's entertainment. Like the whole thing with Kanye West, like reactivating his Twitter account and him like going off on everything, saying that he supports Trump and all that jazz. And so to make him relevant, because he has an album coming out in June.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah,
oh, Kanye. Yeah. That was just weird, because like that's another guy. A lot of these celebrities seem to have like some mental issues. Like, I don't know, just maybe just from the stress, or just maybe that's why the music is so good, because they have so much emotional pain or whatever. Yeah, that's another guy who's been off of his rocker for a long time. It was Kanye. You know, I think he was in a mental hospital a couple years ago and stuff like that. So, I mean, I wouldn't even say it was really all that great of a look for Trump, honestly. Now, if Kanye was, you know, like there's no controversy about him, like, you know, he wasn't in any mental hospitals, you know, he's like, everybody was like, you know, on board with Kanye. And then he said like, yeah, I support Trump and all that. That would have been different. You know what I mean? That would have been like a big boost to Trump. But now, you know, Kanye was already a little bit controversial to begin with. So, it was kind of like, okay, what are you doing? You know, so just,
yeah,
Yeah, that was kind of silly. I mean, it kind of provokes, a little bit of thought thinking, which is good, I guess, because, you know, there is a stereotype that, black people have to be Democrats and this and that. I'm not saying that anybody should support Trump or anything like that, but it did kind of raise an interesting topic, you know what I mean? Like, you know, saying like, you know, it did get people to think outside the box a little bit, like, oh, maybe we don't all have to have the same political views. Maybe we can start looking at some other stuff. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to support Trump, but it's just like, you know, maybe we should start, you know, breaking out of this mold of, you know, all black people have to be Democrats. Just so it was a thought provoking thing, but I mean, it was definitely a publicity stunt, you know, and Kanye was already a little bit off his rocker to begin with. So I'm not sure it was all that good of a look for anybody really.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. Like, you make some really good, strong points. I think, honestly, do you think like with them being like emotionally unstable, like, I still think he is, because he's making all these publicity and like getting his attention and like,
I mean, it's getting negative feedback. Yeah, it's gonna kill him. I mean, it's absolutely gonna kill him. I mean, like, I don't think anything good's gonna really come out of it, because like a lot of these rappers feel very strongly about how they hate Trump, and it's just like they're just gonna grill him. They're gonna just grill his whole career, and it's just I think he sunk himself by doing that, you know.
Yeah, he's like his worst enemy. He's his worst critic.
Well, I mean, I think oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. He's still gonna get publicity.
Oh no, I mean, like, I think I get like, I'm like more fond with like actors, like artists, like Chance the Rapper, who are in this platform and are doing good with it. With him, like giving back to the Chicago community with schools and all that jazz. Like, it's really cool. Like I feel like that's what people should be doing. You have this platform, like, do good with it,
right?
And don't be causing more negative attention to the media because of all the politics going on. And I feel like that's what Kanye is doing, is he's feeding more negative energy towards the media.
Well, it's a technique that's popular in this generation. It's called trolling. It's a lot of what 6ix9ine does. You know, 6ix9ine is kind of made a career off of trolling, and it was really funny early. I don't, you know who 6ix9ine is, right? He posted a video earlier. It was really funny on Instagram. He deleted it, but he posted a video on Instagram. He was like, he was in he wasn't even just in Los Angeles. He was like in the hood of Los Angeles. He was in the fucking Englewood on Crenshaw, which is like a really bad, like, I guess, blood neighborhood or something. He was like, yeah, blood, I'm out here. What's popping, blood? And it was just, to me, it was really funny, because it's like, there's so many gang members in LA that are like, yeah, if 6ix9ine ever comes back out to California, we're going to kill him. We're gonna do this and that. He's just basically like playing with these guys, like really, like, and he just came out there, like, it's like, it is very funny to me that he's provoking all these people to get getting all these grown men and getting under their skin over a kid with fucking rainbow colored hair. Just, to me, is very funny, and it's just,
yeah,
it's just trolling, and it's like, and I mean, he has like 4.6 million followers on Instagram now, just I'm not gonna say just from trolling. I think his music is pretty good too, but He's just playing with he's just playing with his social platform. That's all.
Yeah, it depends how you use it too. I mean, he's just trying to attract an audience. So, I mean, good for him, but it wouldn't be like the way that I would do it, you know, to get like
right. Well, attention. Yeah. Well, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens by the end of this year, because I would say he's a genius, but then I also would say he's an idiot, because he just got involved in a big shooting at the Barclays Center. He was beefing with this other street rapper from Brooklyn called Casanova, and they're both like, and they're both like heavy gang members or whatever. And they're both, you know, it's hard to say. A lot of people are saying, you know, well, 6ix9ine is feeding into it, but I think reality is Casanova is trying to come up off of 6ix9ine's name a little bit, and then he's like deleting his post and saying, "Oh, I'm the mature one. I'm not feeding into this negativity." But either way, it's bad, because both of their crews got in a big fight at the Barclays Center. They both got into a shootout or something. Two of Casanova's people from his crew got shot, and you know, the police department and the FBI and all that shit in New York City is really, really like big. So they're, and the fact that they didn't press any charges means that they're probably going to have an ongoing investigation of 6ix9ine. They're going to probably try to get a federal indictment on him, and you know, they're probably going to tap all their phones. So they have to be really careful about what they do. They're probably going to be under investigation for a really long time. I mean, you see how quickly they got Bobby Shmurda out of New York City.
Yeah.
So, So I mean, it's hard to say if he beats this. You know, I mean, it wasn't like an official like statement like he's under investigation. But I know how the FBI. Well, I don't know how the FBI works, but they're gonna put him under investigation for a really long time, and they're gonna try to find any little piece to you know time to all this shit. So if he can evade these charges, I would say he's gonna end up being a really successful artist. But he might go down for these charges, so we'll see what happens. But I do like 6ix9ine a lot because I think he broke the mold of the whole music industry. Like he just said, you know what, fuck it. Everybody else in New York City sounds kind of the same. They all kind of dress the same. They all kind of rap the same. They're all supposed to be these lyrical geniuses. And he said, fuck it, I'm gonna make banger music with no lyricism. I'm gonna have fucking rainbow colored hair. I'm gonna dress differently from everybody else. Everybody's gonna hate me for it. And I just don't give two shits about it. And I'm going to be famous. And it's just like, I thought it was really cool. He just kind of did his own thing. You know, he pissed everyone off.
Make his own wave. Yeah.
Right. And I thought that was really cool. So hopefully, I hope everything works. I hope that nobody ends up getting arrested after all this shit. And hopefully, he can just make his own name. You know what I mean? But we'll see.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's all about leaving a legacy.
Right, right.
And however you do it, it's your way. You know, it's your life. And he's in his way, his own life. He's unique. That's what makes him unique. And that's what separates him from other artists is. And that's good. Like a good, like as a competitive standpoint, as a business standpoint, that's good. You're making yourself different. You're making a new wave. You're attracting people and you're causing everyone to come together. So that's what I see. It's really cool.
Yeah. And it's, to me, it's funny too, because I mean, he like when he went on the Breakfast Club, I think that was like a really big, that was a really big breakthrough for him because in the Breakfast Club, they were basically supposed to tear 6ix9ine to shreds. Like they were supposed to, it was like feeding them to the alligators essentially. You know, Charlamagne's, like, he's known for, like, you know, picking artists apart and, like, you know, questioning everything they do and trying to make them look stupid. And that's what they did when they brought 6ix9ine up there. But 6ix9ine was, he was honestly, he was clowning Charlamagne. He made Charlamagne look like a fool. He made fun of Charlamagne a bunch of times. He cut off Charlamagne while he was talking. He put his hand up. He's like, no. And he interrupted him, like, a bunch of times. He basically clowned Charlamagne more than Charlamagne clowned him. So he stood his ground.
Yeah, he stood his ground.
Yeah, and then the funny thing was too, he was like, yeah, this is gonna be the biggest interview you've ever done, and it was so funny. He's like, no, it's not. Birdman was 15 million or something like that, or 14 million, and then he's like, let me repeat myself. This is gonna be your biggest interview this year, and you know, a lot of people were like, oh, he's just being cocky, but if you look at the numbers, he already has like 10. He almost has 10 million views already. And it's not even close to December, so he probably is going to top the Birdman interview, which is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's
all right. Well, I gotta go, but man, this is good stuff, man. It's good practice. I think I learned a lot.
Yeah, man. This thing's a lot of fun. I'm just hoping there's a way I can make money off this thing in the future. Maybe if I get a bunch of followers, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But it is fun. We'll see.
You got to start somewhere.
That's right. All right, man. Well, take care.
All right. See you.